Madam Chair, if we read the first sentence, then there is a historical context to racism, racial discrimination, and imperialism, colonialism, and its negative legacy, which are inherent in international law. I think these principles, the colonialism and imperialism, are not inherent, certainly, to fight against the negative impacts of racism, racial discrimination, imperialism. I think certainly we have taken this language from the presentation of the experts, but honestly, I think there is some gap in the language, because there is an historical context to racism, racial discrimination, and imperialism and colonialism, because colonialism is not inherent in international law. So to address the issue of colonialism and imperialism, certainly we can say that the international law, there is a historical context to deal with these challenges. Maybe I am wrong, but I think we need to look at it. Because if we say that imperialism, colonialism, and its negative legacy, the historical context, is inherent in international law, then I think there is a factual inaccuracy in this context. But we can discuss this.